2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Highway in West Valley from a crash. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, Governor Gary Herbert calling state lawmakers into a special session tomorrow to vote on a tax reform package.
The sales tax on food would rise if it's approved. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the tax reform bill is expected to pass, but candidates for Utah's governor are speaking out against it. They say it's premature and does not have the trust or support of the public. Many of them especially concerned about increasing the sales tax on food. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says it'll burden people living at the margins. Amy Winter Newton says it's not good policy for low and middle income families. Jeff Birmingham called it regressive. He thinks the bill should come up during the regular session. And John Huntsman Jr. says taxing food is not a moral thing for government to do. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, State Representative Francis Gibson believes the bill provides a good balance between tax cuts and tax raises.
What we've done is we've given a tax break on the income side. We've got very few services, and we've said, listen, if you use the roads, you should be paying for it.
That tax bill would also raise the child tax credit fivefold.
The Colville City Council has passed plans for a second home development despite community outcry. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the proposed Wahali development will be on the west side of Colville in 1,500 acres that were annexed to the city last year. The second home community will feature over 550 homes, 130 nightly rental units, and two golf courses. The development was approved by a 3-1 vote despite hours of community input against the proposal, spanning multiple meetings over a number of weeks. Many residents had joined a group called Colville for Responsible Growth, saying they want to keep the town's old brick buildings and slower pace of life. Next up for the project is a developmental agreement that will need to be negotiated and then agreed upon before construction can begin. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Another hazy day today, highs in the mid-40s, but things start to change tomorrow.
Another winter storm is on its way, so we've got another winter storm watch to tell folks about, and that's mainly for the mountainous areas up north where we will expect some snow to begin. In fact, the mountain snow begins mainly tomorrow afternoon, goes through Friday, and all the way through the middle of Saturday.
Here's the official word from Grant. He says by Saturday, we'll be seeing some snow in the valleys. Also, mountain accumulations from this storm could be in the feet.
Investigators say two teens were in a stolen car less than 60 seconds before they wrecked it. Riverton Police Lieutenant John Arlinson says the two ran away from the Salt Lake Juvenile Receiving Center on Monday and then went on a crime spree.
Two teenagers just being really, really dumb and dangerous. You know, just lucky no one's dead or seriously injured.
Investigators say the teens burglarized cars, broke into a vacant apartment, stole a gun, and then forced their way into a woman's apartment where they stole money, her phone, and her car keys.
Impeachment is debated in the House committee today. KSL's top national stories. Let's go to Sean Michael Lyle back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, members of the House Judiciary Committee debate articles of impeachment against President Trump today. A vote in the full House could come next week with the Senate holding trial after the first of the year. Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren said she was ready to go after President Trump when deciding to run for the White House.
But I didn't think it was going to be through impeachment.
President Trump rallying in Pennsylvania shortly after articles of impeachment were announced. He mocked those articles to the crowd.
What happened? All of these horrible things, remember? Bribery, and this and that. Where are they?
The charges are abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, neither considered a criminal activity. The Inspector General of the Justice Department goes before the Senate Judiciary Committee today to face questions about his recent Russia probe report. Michael Horowitz found no evidence of political bias by the FBI, but Republicans note he didn't clear them of bias either. And police in Jersey City, New Jersey, are not saying why two gunmen targeted a kosher market after a standoff led to six deaths. The suspects died along with an officer. The chief says it was quite a battle.
Our officers were under fire for hours. Two more police officers were hit by gunfire.
Those officers are recovering. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Fewer people are being busted for crossing the southern border illegally. Last month, there were about 33,500 undocumented immigrants taken into custody.
November of 2018 saw more than 50,000 border apprehensions, and the number has dropped in each of the last 6 months. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan credits Trump administration policies, including an end to so-called catch and release.
If you're a family from the Northern Triangle countries, you are no longer released into the interior United States simply because you have a child.
Morgan says far fewer families are now being caught coming into the country illegally. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Coming up on KSL, it looks like our Christmas travel will be increased by as much as 3% across the country this year.
And Triple Team traffic.
Got northbound accidents, Bangor Highway at 41st South, and over on the 215 West Belt for northbounders at the 201 Highway. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL quarters for Christmas time now, 6:05.
Starting this afternoon, Lee Lonsberry.
I am drawn to news that is informing people and empowering people.
12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Boy, do I have some great news for people that have been thinking about buying an IntelliBed. They've been looking for the perfect time. It's here. It's no secret that Black Friday is the best time to buy things. Bigger, nicer things, cars, big screen TVs, and super comfortable luxury beds. Well, right now, your IntelliBed store is celebrating not just Black Friday, but 30 days of Black Friday for the holidays. You can save up to $2,500 off any IntelliBed King or Queen with the state-of-the-art 555 adjustable base. And what's more, during IntelliBed's 30 days of Black Friday sale, you can also buy luxury pillows, sheets, and other bedding at 50% off. It's an unbelievable sale. It's underway right now. Don't miss your chance to save like never before. And you can do so at any of the local IntelliBed stores in Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Park City by Whole Foods, and Riverdale next to the Olive Garden. It's time to get your IntelliBed.
Have you been told you need to replace your sewer main line? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I can understand why you didn't do it right then. You probably had sticker shock and didn't even realize that your sewer line was something that needed to be replaced. Unfortunately, it's more common than you might think. Any Hour Services has an entire department dedicated to the drains in your home, including that sewer main line. We can do a spot repair on your sewer line or replace the whole thing. One of the reasons that people wait to replace their sewer line is because they didn't have the money to make the repairs right then, and they didn't realize that you can finance the replacement of your sewer line. For a limited time, Any Hour Services is offering zero down and 0% financing on any sewer mainline replacement. I tell you what, mention this radio ad when you call and we'll send one of our supervisors to your home and give you a free second opinion on any sewer replacement you've been quoted. I honestly hope you never have to deal with this, but if you do, we're here to help. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. That's 801-443-7700, Any Hour Services. Or find us online at anyhourservices.com.
As you roll out today and get your day started, we're keeping an eye on that special session of the legislature that's been called by Governor Gary Herbert tomorrow as they will vote on that tax reform package. We're sorting out almost day by day what that means to the average taxpayer in Utah, as best we can anyway, and we'll keep an eye on it throughout the morning.
The skies will be packed this Christmas.
Flying somewhere over the holidays? Try to remember that it is the holidays. Airlines for America, a trade group for most of the big U.S. airlines, is predicting that 47.5 million people will fly in the U.S. from December 19th through January 5th. That's 3% more than last year. The busiest days, Friday and Saturday before Christmas and the Thursday and Friday after Christmas. The lightest days, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, let's go.
In sports, it's official. The Yankees and free agent pitcher Gerrit Cole have agreed to a record contract. ESPN's Jeff Passan says the Yankees were all in.
And when the price was going way up, they knew that the Yankees, with a mandate and directive from Hal Steinbrenner to go get me Gerrit Cole, were not going to be denied.
Boy, the crazy thing is this number, this biggest contract story is almost a daily thing these days. Cole will join the Yankees for 9 years, $324 million. It's the largest contract ever, by far, for a pitcher.
Wow. Our congratulations to J.J. Culver, who plays basketball for Wayland Baptist University. He scored 100 points in a game last night. He, not the team.
Yeah.
He hit on 34 of 62 shots from the field, including 12 of 33 three-pointers.
Crazy.
And 20 of 27 from the free throw line. His team won 124-60 over Southwest Adventist University. That is just insane.
Yeah, by the way, his brother plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves in the NBA, and that's
who the
Jazz will play tonight. But the 100-point thing has always been in the record books for Wilt Chamberlain,
yeah,
who was famous for it. But I found out somebody else did it, I don't know, 1934 or something. But wow, what a feat.
He's coming up.
Let's get a look at your triple team traffic, shall we, at 6:09. See what's happening for those of you that are headed out early this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Andy, get us started.
We've got a few crashes out on the west side of the valley starting to affect drivers. One on the 215 West Belt at 21st South, right over the 201 freeway. That's got traffic backed up now towards the Maverick Center. That's northbound West Belt. A crash on Bangor Highway just after the 4100 South intersection over to the right, blocking the right lane. That's got you slow almost to 4700 South. And a new crash on 5600 West. This one's near the 4700 South intersection near the railroad crossing. And we've got delays back a couple of blocks there. Eric?
No trouble in Utah County right now. The freeway is looking solid northbound from Payson and Spanish Fork all the way up through Lehigh to Point of the Mountain. A little bit of southbound congestion between Payson and Santa Quinn if you're heading down there. As far as the city streets are concerned, no trouble there as well. Jason.
And likewise, you're looking pretty decent up north as well. No problems on I-15. Accident-free from Ogden down into Salt Lake City. 89 is rolling, as is the west side belt. No problems right now on Legacy either, but you are very crowded at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base. Toyota Bountiful, their gift to you this holiday season. More than the max on your trades. Get the most for your vehicle in Bountiful. Toyota Bountiful, they'll put a smile on your face. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And how warm will it get today? Let's find out with you, Grant.
Well, we've got a weakening storm system moving in from the west. It's going to mainly bring us a lot of clouds. Could be a few scattered rain or snow showers, mainly to the north of town. For the most part, just a lot of clouds later today. High temperatures at 43. Another storm system brings in rain and snow showers tomorrow. And high temperatures at 44. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We started the morning at 28, and an hour later, it's up to 30.
Let's see. Coming up in a moment, we're going to find out more about, you know, it's just never good to have a missing military jet. We have one. It's from Chile, and it was headed, I think, toward Antarctica the last time they tracked it. We'll give you as much information as we have coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us. That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station. Holidays are many things to many people, but if your household is like mine, it's usually centered around food, and we have the perfect food gift idea for someone you really care about.
It's Omaha Steaks. They have an amazing limited-time offer for our listeners, and there's still time to place your order for the holidays. You just go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code KSL in the search bar to order the favorite gift package. It's the gift everyone will love for only $69.99.
And listen what you get if you order now. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, 4 premium pork chops, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak signature seasoning packet, and a free 6-piece cutlery set, plus a cutting board. All this delicious food, plus the free cutlery set, they'll enjoy for years to come. Only $69.99.
Omaha Steaks are the most tender, the most flavorful, and you can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
But don't wait. If you want to take advantage of this offer, get your gift there before the holidays are over by going to omahasteaks.com. Type KSL into the search bar to order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. At Fink & McGregor, we do mortgages full-time. That's all we do. We don't sell other goods or services to our customers. We don't share information.
We just do mortgages for those who need them. This is not true of banks or credit unions. Banks and credit unions are necessary in this day and age, but not for your mortgage. When you specialize in something, you just do it better. That's why we keep our focus in one place. If you feel like your bank is taking too long, if you feel like they are charging too much, if you feel like they are giving you the runaround, or if you feel like you just don't matter to them, I invite you to try us. You'll be glad you did. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. That's finkmcgregor.com.
What's the best way to enjoy the holiday season? Allow Hope's Vision to be part of your merry and bright vision. Hope's Vision is excited to debut a new lens for cataract surgery designed to provide clear vision for near, intermediate, and far distance. This next generation advancement, the new Panoptix trifocal lens, is the one everyone is raving about. Imagine reading, enjoying your favorite hobbies, working out, and even driving at night, all without depending on glasses. Hope's Vision is committed to offering patients the latest technology for improved outcomes. And the Panoptix trifocal lens is a real game changer. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hopesvision.com to schedule your cataract screening and see if Panoptix is right for you. What's the best way to enjoy the holiday season? Hope's Vision, world-class leaders in modern cataract surgery. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hopesvision.com.
Lots of good help this morning coming in on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. Keep it coming at 57500. KSL quarters for Christmas time is 6:15. Here are the three things you need to know this hour. First,
Uinta County will be rounding up hundreds of stray and abandoned horses in January after they've been wandering on highways and being struck by vehicles. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, Orem police say a car was stolen with a child inside it last night, but the car and child were found a short time later at the Front Runner station.
Third, let's get a look at some of those problem spots out there this morning. Already brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
Well, we're still seeing that sizable accident there. Northbound on Bangor Highway, just as you approach the 201, that's causing some pretty serious backups over on Bangor. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy skies out there. Just a slight chance of afternoon showers. 43. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 30 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Will the fourth, as in number four, be with them or with him?
The House Judiciary Committee announced it would start taking up the articles of impeachment for debate and approval later this morning. The announcement that's been made only three times before in American history had the president decrying them as flimsy, pathetic, and ridiculous.
It's a disgrace that people can make impeachment out of nothing.
Once the House takes their vote, they'll head over to the Senate, where the president is eager for a full trial, live witnesses and all. But that's not likely happening, according to the House Majority Leader, until after the holidays. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Washington.
Has the deadly shooting at the Pensacola Naval Air Station's investigated? The shooter killed, having been a Saudi airman, ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The Pentagon has now grounded more than 300 Saudi aviation students. They cannot fly for an indefinite period of time while the Pentagon reviews its vetting procedures.
Students are back at school in Jersey City, New Jersey, after lockdown mode yesterday during a robbery shootout that left six people dead, including a police officer and two suspected robbers. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
What began with the shooting of a veteran police detective in a Jersey City cemetery ended with an hours-long barrage of gunfire at a kosher supermarket. And now the mayor of Jersey City said investigators believe the supermarket was targeted for religious reasons. The mayor doesn't explain why. The two suspects, a man and a woman, are dead.
Former big-time Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein's back in a New York court today. Tougher bail terms considered. Weinstein denies charges that he raped a woman in a hotel and performed a forcible sex act on another woman. The family of the toddler who fell from a Royal Caribbean cruise ship files a wrongful death suit against the company today, claiming the ship's windows were not compliant with the well-established window fall prevention codes. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. A large search is taking place this morning. for a military jet from Chile that disappeared while heading toward Antarctica.
The plane was on the way to a research station. ABC's Matt Gutman has the latest.
This morning, the search intensifying for 38 passengers and crew members after a Chilean military plane mysteriously disappeared halfway into a three-hour flight Monday evening. The C-130 Hercules aircraft was en route to a research station in Antarctica from the southern Chilean city of Punta Arenas. Officials now considering the flight lost at sea, the water frigid and waves ferocious. The chances of survival are believed to be very slim. The Chilean military deploying a fleet of ships and aircraft, and to aid in the search, two U.S. satellites are capturing images from orbit.
There are really no overt indications of what might have brought this airplane down. If, for instance, there was sudden structural failure, which would be very, very unusual in this kind of bird.
The missing include two private contractors and one university student. The rest are members of the Chilean military. And at the Cerrillos Air Base in Santiago, relatives of those believed missing comforting each other.
Now, investigators are searching for a reason for this crash. The weather was good. The plane apparently well-maintained, and there wasn't a single distress signal. Now, we're talking about one of the roughest patches of ocean in the world, and so authorities say there is little hope for survivors.
How strange that there would be not a single distress signal.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of our listeners know what that would indicate. I'd sure welcome their explanation if that rings a bell to any of our listeners who are aviation experts.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
A scary part of that, those kinds of stories, is that if there was bad weather and they were flying at a low altitude, maybe something didn't click on their radar system. They were, you know, may have had sudden impact
on a mountainside
or something.
Hmm.
But boy, it's worrisome no matter what.
It is indeed.
That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
6:19. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
And Amanda, right now, if you're going north on 215's West Belt, the crash has been moved over to the right shoulder at the 21st South Freeway. We still have a few blocks of delay behind it, but it is looking a little better than it was initially. Crash on Bangor Highway at 4100 South, just north of the intersection, still partially blocking the right lane. Got a couple blocks of delay coming up on 4100 South. And a car versus motorcycle crash, 5600 West, near 4700 South intersection. That's got traffic backed up two blocks as well. Eric?
Got a few more cars hitting the road on the freeway, but I-15 still looks pretty solid throughout Utah and Salt Lake counties through the Draper-Sandy stretch where we'll likely first see our delays. Right now it's running at normal speeds. Down Utah County, other than I-15, the city streets are also looking pretty solid. Provo's 500 West, University Avenue, all looking good heading north. So Jason?
Still very crowded at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base, especially if you were north on Hillfield Road trying to get onto the base this morning. And we're starting to see some slowdowns southbound I-15, right around 2nd North in Kaysville, down past the ponds. Typical for this time of the morning, and we'll get a little bit worse as we go on when more cars hit the road. At Utah Online School, you can make up missed courses for graduation, take an ACT prep course, or build your own school schedule to accommodate your personal schedule. Visit utahonline.org. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get a little better idea on the timing of that storm that's coming with the help of Grant Wayman.
Clouds hanging around today. Slim chance of showers, up to 43. Better chance of rain and snow showers tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 44, and then rain and snow again on Friday, the high that day 42. Yet again, more rain and snow showers on Saturday, 38, then clouds 33 on Sunday. Partly cloudy Monday, we're at 31, and then sunshine Tuesday, 32. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, let's see what the temperature is downtown. It's cold this morning, 30 degrees.
What's the perfect gift to give this year? Without question, the answer is the gift of fitness. There is no better way of expressing how much you care. And during the Utah Home Fitness Give the Gift of Fitness sale, everything is on sale. Treadmills, ellipticals, home gyms, dumbbells, TRX suspension trainers, hypervolt massagers, big gifts, and stocking stuffers. Something for everyone and every budget. Best-selling Precor treadmills, 400 to 1,000 off. Make a great buy on rowers, bikes, stability balls, kettlebells, recovery rollers. They're all on sale. And on top of low prices, Utah Home Fitness has special financing options like 0% interest with approved credit. Give them something that will keep them strong and healthy all year long, working out in the comfort, the security, and the convenience of their home. Give the gift of fitness from Utah Home Fitness. Foothill Village, State Street in Sandy. Now at Station Park in Farmington, and always at UtahHomeFitness.com.
For over 53 years now, the people of the Western Nut Company have been manufacturing unsurpassed quality fresh nut gifts and baskets for any occasion. In our family, this is an absolute tradition. And you know, the great thing about the Western Nut Company, you will find something for literally everybody. That hard-to-buy-for person, trust me. Inside the Western Nut Factory Store at 434 South on 3rd West, you're going to find just the right item. For the people you work with, for the people in the neighborhood, for your family and friends, you are going to love Western Nut. The price, the quality, and the freshness simply can't be beat. And just in case you can't make it to the factory store, which, by the way, is magical at this time of year, you'll find the Western Nut Company holiday gift centers in our finer malls in the area. And don't forget, you can order online at westernnut.com. That's Western Nut with one N.com.
Do you wait till the end of the year to do all your shopping so you get the very best deal? The wait is over. It's Sign Then Drive time at Volkswagen Southtown. Our year-end Sign Then Drive sale is our biggest sale of the year. Sign Then Drive means zero down, zero security deposit, and zero first month's payment on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Lease the 2019 Jetta for only $199 a month with zero down. Lease the 2019 Atlas for only $389 a month with zero down. How about the Tiguan for zero down? The Golf GTI for zero down? The gorgeous Arteon for zero down? Get any new Volkswagen for zero down, zero security deposit, and zero first month's payment at Volkswagen Southtown. Want a used car? Volkswagen Southtown has all makes and models starting at zero down. Trade in your car today and Volkswagen Southtown will buy it for its original base MSRP, deducting only for mileage, manufacturer incentives, and any damage. Don't miss this sale. Unlock our last chance discounts at VWSouthtown.com. Financing through VCI. Buyback offer for 2010 and newer. Highlands excluded. Call 801-666-4977 for details.
It's yet another election in Britain. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, Britons go to the polls tomorrow to elect members of Parliament in what's seen as a referendum on Brexit. The latest poll showed a 10% lead for Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party over the Labour Party. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma says Johnson would have to win enough seats to form a government in order to complete Brexit.
Johnson has warned an uncertain result and a divided parliament would endanger his plan to lead Britain out of the European Union on January 31.
Much like in the US, the Conservatives are polling well in outlying areas of Britain, while the Liberal Labour Party polls well in major cities like London. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money football ruled in the ratings over the past week, and advertisers are taking note. Seven of the top 10 shows were either football games or football-related shows.
Not a surprise. KSL Drives now brought to you by UCCU's BioRelax Auto Loans. A 1968 Ford Mustang featured in the film Bullet is going up for auction next month. The car that was raced by actor Steve McQueen in the streets of San Francisco expected to sell for somewhere between $3 and $5 million.
Facebook is moving forward with plans to enable end-to-end encryption on all of its messaging services. This goes against the wishes of U.S. and British law enforcement agencies that say encryption aids criminals.
Got a mixed bag on the markets today. The Dow futures off, not by much, really, down 31 points. The S&P is up 3, and the NASDAQ futures this hour up almost 19.
Any problems this morning on your drive into work? We'll find out next on Utah's Morning News.
Holiday Magic, brought to you by Shane Company.
London Blue Topaz Earrings, because she's regal.
A vibrant red garnet pendant for her team spirit.
A pearl bracelet, because your love is pure.
The magic of Shane Company jewelry is that it allows you to capture your story with something that will last forever. These great gifts are all $150 or less. Our non-commissioned sales team is warm and welcoming. We'll help you find perfect gifts.
Hi, I'm Tom Shane. One of my favorites, for only $100, is our new ornament pendant, where you can choose a natural gemstone from one of five vibrant colors. Give her this meaningful gift for $100, which she can wear every day. And let the kids give her the matching earrings.
Come in and unwrap the magic of jewelry.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 8. Close Sunday. And online at ShaneCo.com.
New sponsored by the Shane Company. For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit Shane Company.
the air went from so-so to nasty.
Low clouds and fog, smog in place with reduced visibility. Poor air for a lot of us.
Get a reliable weather update and air quality conditions every 10 minutes on the nines on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
KSL News Time is 6:29. Let's get an update of a couple of problems we have on the roads out there. One on Bangor Highway this hour, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. It is Bangor that's the problem, isn't it, Andy?
Well, there's actually three different problems on the west side this morning. We've got a crash on 215's west belt just before the 21st South Freeway. That's forcing everybody to the far left, blocking a couple of right lanes, and it has back traffic. It's actually the second crash to happen in the area. Now traffic is back to the Maverick Center. And then we have a crash on Bangor Highway, Tim, that you were mentioning, just north of 4100 South. It's kind of in this weird spot where the left turn for southbound crosses over the northbound lanes, and that's backing you up several blocks. And then we have a car versus motorcycle crash, 5600 West, 4700 South. Eric?
In Utah County, I-15 rolling along at normal speed. Send, and once you cross Point of the Mountain into the Bluffdale-Riverton area. We've also got good movement as you head up through Draper and Sandy, although we may see some delays start to form pretty soon. Right now, it's looking pretty good, as well as over on the 215 East Belt heading north up to Foothill Drive. Jason?
Got a fairly heavy pocket of slowing southbound side of I-15 between Roy and Sunset. Then you get to get a nice break all the way down to about Layton Parkway. That's where you're going to get bogged down again as you head down through Kaysville and past the ponds there. Beyond that, you're going to be clear the rest of the way into the Salt Lake Valley, but still very, very thick south gate of Hill Air Force Base. Missionary John H. Groberg and family return to Tonga and face their ultimate test of faith surrounded by the love and prayers of thousands. Own the Other Side of Heaven 2 DVD. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's check that forecast for today. Back to you, Grant.
A lot of clouds out there, 43 the high, just a very slim chance of showers today, mainly north of town, but a little better chance of rain and snow showers tomorrow. With clouds, we're up to 44. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
Downtown, it's 30 degrees.
Big delays on 215 Bangor Highway and 56 West because of crashes. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
President Trump hits the road after the impeachment announcement.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, President Trump is unfazed by the announcement of articles of impeachment as he rallied in Pennsylvania last night.
Unemployment is that a position? We've never had anything like this. You're so lucky I became your president, Donald.
Well, he noted Democrats agreed to pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement right after announcing impeachment articles. The House Judiciary Committee today debates sending those articles to the full House. It's considered likely and, if passed, would lead to a Senate trial after the first of the year. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin promises
we will be dignified, orderly, and show mutual respect.
Senate Republicans are suggesting a quick trial with no witnesses called. More than 800 Saudi military training in the classrooms around the U.S. are grounded. The Pentagon says they are halting flights for the students after Friday's shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The Saudis will still be allowed to attend class, and that shooting was inside a base classroom. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Let's go in depth on that right now. Potential impeachment trial in the Senate will take place after the new year.
ABC News correspondent Ben Siegel is live on the scene at the U.S. Capitol with more. What kind of a trial do we expect? Does Majority Leader Mitch McConnell decide what that will look like?
The short answer is no. McConnell definitely controls his conference, the Senate Republican conference, but when it comes down to what the contours of this trial will be, whether or not there will be any witnesses, it's possible that goes up to a vote on the floor of the Senate. And we know there are several Republicans, Mitt Romney from Utah, we have Susan Collins from Maine, people who could possibly want to see a longer trial, could want to hear from witnesses that could vote with Democrats in any votes on witnesses. So at this point, that seems to be the hope of Senate Republican leadership that this is a potentially a shorter trial, but it's not clear that that will actually be the case when it all shakes out.
That would put McConnell a bit at odds with the president, who at least publicly has said he wants witnesses to be called, would it not?
That's right, and that's they've had questions over the length of this trial, as you've alluded to, and about witnesses. The president has increasingly seen the Senate, led by Republicans, as the best forum to air his defense, as he believes that he did nothing wrong in these events that Democrats have now found impeachable. He wants a trial with live witnesses on the Senate floor. And McConnell and some Senate Republicans do not want that to happen. So it's unclear how that will shake out. But one thing is for certain, and that's that Republicans in the Senate and not the White House will ultimately decide what happens on the Senate floor.
And then once the trial begins, it's in the hands of the Chief Justice. He is the one who decides what is relevant and what is not. Is he not?
Chief Justice John Roberts will be sitting, presiding over the Senate. And he will be the one, as you said, calling the balls and strikes here. What is admissible, what isn't, who can be called as a witness, whether certain evidence can be admitted into the court for the Senate to review. And he is very concerned and about the reputation of the Supreme Court to make sure the body doesn't appear overly partisan. So expect that to be on his mind as he considers some of these requests. That could arise in the Senate trial between Democrats and the president's legal team.
Boy, Ben, the thing that sticks out to me are all the political calculations that are going on with all of these decisions. It was not lost on many that yesterday, even though we got two articles of impeachment, one for abuse of power and one for obstruction of Congress, there was no bribery in there, which bribery was almost in every question that was asked in the inquiry phase. And now you've got the Republicans who are trying to decide how to walk that fine line with how long this thing would be and what the impacts might be leading into the 2020 election.
And there was something else in those articles of impeachment that we didn't see, and that was any mention of the obstruction of the Mueller investigation, which we know many Democrats, and including the chairman of the Judiciary Committee and others, were interested in seeing in those eventual articles of impeachment. But again, it all comes down to the politics of it. For Democrats, the question became not how many articles of impeachment can we write up, but how many can we pass through the House. And they decided on a more narrow focus on Ukraine, on the Ukraine episode between Trump and the president of Ukraine and that phone call and the withholding of military aid. They believe that is the strongest case that they can present in the Senate and to the American people. And they also think it's the case which they can get the most votes for from Democrats and the most support from on the House floor next week.
We'll be following it closely, and we thank you for your reports. Ben, ABC News correspondent Ben Siegel with us live from the U.S. Capitol this morning.
We're following breaking news also on KSL News Radio. Firefighters right now are on the scene of a major water leak at a Smith's distribution warehouse in Layton. First responders are there along North Sugar Street right now. We're told a water leak may also be causing a significant ammonia leak this hour. We're gathering details as we speak, and we'll break in immediately with any updates on Utah's morning news.
In other news this morning, a Utah woman ended up in the hospital after buying hair dye from the grocery store. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more, Mary.
Amanda, first her scalp was burned bright red, and then it scabbed over and oozed infection, and then her eyes and face became swollen. Amanda Ortega figures that she had an allergic reaction or something to the hair dye.
It's been years. I just dye it the same color, but this is the first time that I've used the box dye.
She was in the hospital three different times for treatment. Then she looked at the box and saw that it had expired in September 2017. She bought it at the Smiths in Magna. The store says they have spoken with her, a claim has been filed, and they take these matters seriously. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Boy, everybody I know that has seen the movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, has loved it. And an anonymous donor is paying for an entire town in Iowa to go see the new movie about Mr. Rogers. The movie arrives next week in Webster City. The manager of a theater there, Ann McLaughlin, told TV station KCCI that they usually struggle to remain open but are now bracing for a packed crowd.
Everywhere I go, people are like, is it true? Is somebody really going to pay for everybody to come to the movie?
They bought out eight nights at the theater. The donor said the reason behind the gift is to encourage people to be more like his hero, Mr.
That's
Rogers.
Wonderful. Coming up in 2 minutes, we'll take another look at your morning commute, traffic and weather together.
Hey guys, Alex Curie and Scott Mitchell. You've heard us talking about our friends at Warner Vans. They are the Sprinter van experts here in the state of Utah. Heck, in the western United States, and the Sprinter van are those big vans you see out there on the road. But they're not all created equal, and not all big vans on the road are Sprinter vans. And right now you can get a great deal, up to $5,000 off select models. You just have to go 6 minutes west of Salt Lake City to Warner Vans, our friends out there.
They have over 100 Sprinters in stock, and this Sprinter van is the number one in North America. You got to go out and see why it is.
So in those 100 Sprinters that are in stock right now at Warner Vans, they include some of those harder-to-find four-wheel drive models. And that end-of-year 2019 models, you can get some awesome discounts, and you can get some great financing as low as 2.9% OAC. So come see why the Sprinter is number one in the world, and come see that amazing selection. Just drop by the folks at SprinterUtah.com. That's the website, SprinterUtah.com. It's Warner Vans. You don't want to miss this great deal you can get right now at the folks at SprinterUtah.com.
Join KS on News Radio and Dave Noriega as we celebrate 5 years of Utah Gives Back with a live broadcast Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. at Select Health in Murray.
Jay Broadbent here with Alpine Home Medical. The seasons are changing and the cold air is rolling in. We want to introduce you to our safety and comfort sale. From now until the end of the year, our focus is keeping you or your loved one safe and comfortable. Let us help you stay warm with a free travel-size blanket from Minky Couture when you purchase any lift chair from one of our 9 locations. Our lift chairs will get you from sitting to standing safely with the push of a button. They look good, they're reliable, and they're comfortable. Alpine Home Medical has been providing the most comfortable lift chairs on the market for the past 22 years. Did you know that we have the largest inventory of lift chairs in the state? If you or a loved one is in need of some serious comfort, stop by and pick up a lift chair and you'll receive a plush Minky Couture blanket complimentary of Alpine. This season, let us bring you warmth and wellness to your home.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com.
Visit alpinehomemedical.com or text 800-686-7993.
639 Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Back to you, Andy.
Amanda, we've got lots of problems right now. In fact, emergency traffic in a couple of spots. Northbound on 215's West Side Belt Route. A crash blocking all but the two left lanes just before the 21st South Freeway. It's the second crash we've had in that stretch. This has traffic backed all the way past Valley Fair Mall, almost to the Costco in West Valley City. A crash on Bangor Highway at 4100 South, backing traffic to 4700 South. And a crash on 5600 West at 4700 South, affecting traffic trying to go through that intersection northbound as well, Eric.
Northbound I-15, we've got a bang-up over just between 106 South and 90th South. This is over on the right shoulder, though, but the flashy lights when they arrive will be enough to slow people down. That's our usual slowdown stretch to begin with this morning, but now for now it looks good northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain, and other than that spot from the point up to the south interchange. Jason.
Looking at a couple of cars in a disagreement southbound side of I-15 around 56 South in Roy, and that's caused heavy delays stretching back almost into Ogden at this point in time. Once you get past that, you're going to be clear until you get down to the normal delays that we have around 2nd North in Kaysville. The rest of everything else looking pretty good on your highways and side streets, and not too shabby now at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base. Visit the Piano Gallery in Murray and save hundreds, even thousands, during the holiday piano sale at the Piano Gallery Superstore, I-15 and 53rd South in Murray. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Back to Grant now, who stands by in the Weather Center.
A lot of clouds out there. 43 is the high, weakening storm bringing in the clouds. Just a few scattered showers, mainly north of town. Better chance of rain and snow showers tomorrow, though, with the clouds high tomorrow, 44. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Just below the freezing mark, 30 downtown.
We are hearing today from witnesses of the Navy base shooting in Pensacola. ABC's Martha Raddatz has a report for us coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. As always, we thank you for waking up to Utah's news station.
Get our carpets cleaned a couple times a year, and one of the times we always get them cleaned is right before Christmas because our daughter is coming home and we have to have the house looking as good as possible. So we get the family room done where the Christmas celebration takes place, and we get the dining room done, and we get a couple of bedrooms done, just to, and then we get the stairs done because we're hard on the stairs, just to make sure the house looks as good as it can for the holidays.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are in that mode. When you get your family back, if your home is the home for the holidays, you want them to believe, at least anyway, that your house always looks like that. And the best way to do it, if you're going to get your carpet cleaned, is Zero Res. They clean without soaps, without any harsh or toxic chemicals. Because, look, it's going to dry faster, which is going to be important to you for timing during the holiday season. And there won't be that crunchy residue left over that folks who do take their shoes off are going to say, whoa, what is wrong with your carpet?
And Zero Res has a gift for the holidays. Clean 3 rooms of carpet for just $33 each, and Zero Res will add a 4th room clean for free. Restrictions may apply.
Just search online for Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
And here's Brant Bergstrom on the first tee, making his triumphant return from shoulder surgery.
I'm sure he's anxious to get that first swing in the bag.
Mm. Oh, and the ball is crushed up the left side.
Oh, my, that is unbelievable distance.
No matter how it happened, Caliber Collision makes it like it never did. With high-quality repairs, faster than ever, we restore the rhythm of your life. Caliber Collision.
I believe he hit the green.
The green station wagon. Yeah, that one. That's awful.
You've been hearing about it for years, but the future is now. This Wednesday, the doors of the new Tribe House will officially open, and business leaders from all over Utah will converge for the official grand opening. This new state-of-the-art Tribe House will soon become the epicenter of business in Utah. See what it's all about at the Tribe House Open House, Wednesday from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Take private tours of the new facility, enjoy food, drinks, live music, and prizes. To join them this Wednesday, go to DecideToTribe.com and select the calendar. DecideToTribe.com.
I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Listen to what actual clients have had to say about working with us.
My name's David. I had a tax problem. It started 15 years ago. It started fairly small, and it just slowly kind of spiraled out of control. Couldn't buy a house, couldn't get qualified for any good financing. You know, I mean, it affected my whole life. And then, you know, it got to the point where they even took my passport. So it ended up that I owed a little over $70,000. I think it was $73,000. So I decided I needed some help. You know, I met Jordan. He was positive about it. It actually turned out I got a letter in the mail from the IRS, and they said that I owed $3,073.
Hi, I'm Jordan Wilcox. You need a tax attorney that's not afraid to fight for you. Visit TaxHelpUT.com to schedule your free consultation.
Just don't hesitate. Stop putting it off. Just call Jordan.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Dave and Eugenovic.
Why does the food tax seem to be the biggest sticking point in the tax reform plan?
We want to hear from you. Why do you hate this idea?
Or maybe you don't mind it.
Taking your calls today on Dave and Eugenovic.
KSL quarters for Christmas time now, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, firefighters are on the scene of a major water leak and a potential ammonia leak at the Smith's Distribution Warehouse. That's along North Sugar Street in Layton.
Second, Governor Gary Herbert has called a special session of the state legislature for tomorrow evening. Lawmakers will vote on a tax reform package.
Third, let's get a look at the roads this morning, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
Several accidents around southbound I-15 at 56 South and Roy causing major delays, and northbound on the west side belt approaching 2600 South. That's going to cause you serious delays in that area as well. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy skies out there. Just a slight chance of afternoon showers. 43. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 30 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Articles of impeachment to be debated by the House Judiciary Committee today, and House Democrats reaching agreement on a trade deal with the president, says ABC's Terry Moran in Washington.
He came into office saying he would do away with NAFTA and replace it. The Democrats, after negotiating new enforceable labor and environmental protections, have signed on, trying to show that they can walk and chew gum at the same time, impeach this president, and work with him.
Under investigation, yesterday's wild shootout after a cop killing in Jersey City, New Jersey. The shooters barricaded in a kosher market. ABC's Adrian Bankers.
As the gun battle raged on for more than 4 hours, finally, word that the suspects had been killed. Police stormed the market, discovering three other bodies, either customers or workers.
Taliban claim responsibility for a suicide bombing near the U.S. Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. ABC's James Longman says no American casualties.
This bomb was so big that homes nearby were destroyed and a large mosque damaged just days after U.S.-Afghan peace talks resumed.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
All right, time now for the KSL In-Depth. We're hearing today from witnesses of that Navy base shooting in Pensacola, Florida.
ABC's Martha Raddatz says the Pentagon has now grounded over 300 Saudi aviation students at U.S. bases as they review the vetting processes.
This morning, under orders of the Secretary of Defense, the Pentagon now taking immediate steps to strengthen personnel vetting for international military trainees, as well as heightened security, with the spotlight clearly on the Saudis. More than 300 Saudi flight students now forbidden from flying indefinitely. The Saudi flight trainees are spread between three Florida naval bases: Pensacola, the scene of the deadly shooting, nearby Whiting Field, and Mayport Naval Air Station. The flight students among the more than 800 Saudi military trainees who will now be restricted to only classroom instruction, although the secretary has stressed the importance of the Saudi partnership.
I ask that we begin a review of what our screening procedures are with regard to foreign nationals coming to the United States. Overall, these types of programs, exchanges, are very important to our national security.
The Saudis are eager to cooperate. The defense attaché visiting the Pensacola base, site of the deadly rampage, where Mohammed al-Shamrani opened fire, killing Cameron Walters, Mohammed Haytham, and Joshua Caleb Watson, who is being hailed as a hero for alerting first responders to the gunman's location, helping save lives.
We all heard shots again. Several shots inside the building. He walked out on the steps and he collapsed.
Cheryl Poister, a civilian instructor at the naval base, says if it wasn't for Watson, she may have become a victim as well.
If he had not come through that doorway at that moment, I would be dead.
The Navy is now posthumously awarding Watson and the other sailors who were killed their coveted gold Navy wings.
You know, there's another question surrounding this whole thing, and that is a warning that came from the FBI back in May about a loophole in a federal guns program.
Mm-hmm. This is fascinating.
Because the gunman used a weapon obtained through a hunting license exemption. The warning encouraged businesses to be aware that the extremist and other criminal actors could exploit this federal statutory exemption that allows non-immigrant visa holders who normally can't buy firearms or ammunition to legally purchase them with a valid hunting license or permit. All they had to do is go get a hunting license.
And then they can buy a weapon.
And then they can buy a gun. Mm-hmm. So now that's being looked at in the state of Florida.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah.
The in-depth at 15 and 45.
6:49. Unfortunately, we've got emergency traffic out there. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Not just one spot either, is it, Andy?
Unfortunately, no. Northbound I-215 on the West Belt. You've only got a couple of lanes open just before 21st South, and it's brought traffic to a halt all the way back into Taylorsville almost. Right now, the delays go to the 4100 South overpass, but they're starting to creep closer to 47th. Bangor Highway, not a very good alternate. We've got a crash just north of 4100 South at Bangor that has traffic backed all the way past 4700 South. And now that people are hearing about the crash on the West Belt, they're deciding to take Bangor instead, and you're going to get caught in both. 3200 West starting to see a bunch of northbound delay as well in between about 3600 South and 3100 South, and then again at the 201 freeway. Eric?
Over on the right shoulder, you've got another crash on northbound I-15 just before 90th South. And now the backups, it's not necessarily because of this crash, but you do have backups from that point all the way close to Bangor Highway. I-15 in Utah County, northbound, southbound, not seeing any trouble there. Jason?
Left lane remains closed southbound side of I-15 as you approach 5600 South in Roy, and heavy delays all the way back to the airport there. It looks pretty decent once you get past that, but that's going to take you at least an extra 15 to 20 minutes to get through that stretch at this point. Some little bit of slowing as you pass the Kaysville Ponds, and then the rest of the way into the Salt Lake Valley, no trouble to speak of. If you've seen one too many Nutcrackers, Odyssey Dance Theater presents the holiday dance classic, The Redux Nutcracker. Go to odysseydance.com for ticket and show details. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we've got snow in the 7-day forecast, Grant.
A lot of clouds out there, 43 is the high, just a slim chance of showers, mainly north of town. Better chance of rain and snow tomorrow with a high of 44. Then more rain and snow showers on Friday, the high that day 42. And then more rain and snow likely on Saturday, the high that day 38. It's colder on Sunday, mostly cloudy skies 33. Partly cloudy Monday 31, and then more sunshine Tuesday 32. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 30 downtown.
Can I just speak for a moment on behalf of all the men out there that are procrastinators when it comes to buying gifts for the holiday season? If you've been looking for an idea, or you know that your significant other will love some diamonds, have we got news for you. Diamonds Direct is having an incredible sale this weekend, a huge flash sale. All earrings this weekend, 25% off.
Now, let me tell you, we might enjoy clothes. Things for the house will probably be a good idea, but there is nothing on earth like opening a box from Diamonds Direct, because you thought we'd look nice in a pair of diamond earrings. Nothing on earth like that.
And every pair of earrings, I'm not kidding, 25% off diamond stud earrings, diamond hoop earrings, designer earrings, gold earrings, you name it. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, and of course only at Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct is so wonderful to deal with. The flash earring sale, 25% off, but this weekend only.
Hurry out and see them at 6400 South across the street from Fashion Place Mall. It's Diamonds Direct.
There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Let me say that again. There are some little-known strategies that can help you get more out of your Social Security benefits that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. And these strategies could mean tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Learn how you could take advantage of these strategies and get more from your Social Security benefits with a free, customized analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, who's been featured on ABC, NBC, and Fox News. To get this free Social Security analysis, you must be one of the first 10 callers right now at 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Most people are coming in because they have a problem and they have all kinds of hopes and aspirations and things they want to do. And they're finally walking into the Goodfeet store. I'm ready to dive in there and help them find a solution to their problem.
You're listening to Beth, an art support specialist at the Goodfeet store.
So this woman walks in. She's literally got tears coming out of her eyes. I'm going to Turkey. I'm going to be walking and walking and walking. I've wanted to go there my entire life. I can't walk. And I don't know what to do, so help me. And I helped her.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
She called me and told me what a wonderful time she had on her trip, was virtually pain-free, that I had literally saved her life. I'm going to cry. You just can't replace that.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized art support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
You'll find America's art support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit GoodFeetNW.com.
Find America's art support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Visit GoodFeetNW.com.
KSL Drive's now brought to you by UCCU's Buy Relax Auto Loans. Vietnam's richest man is putting up $2 billion to make electric cars he plans to sell in the U.S. The billionaire started up the VinFast Auto Company 6 months ago, and he wants to sell cars in the U.S. by the year 2021.
Markets are pretty flat. Dow futures down just 30. That's a tenth of a percent. S&P futures up 4. The NASDAQ futures up 20.5.
It is time for Jazz Notes as our team tries to get back on track here. Let's check in with Cleon Wall.
Donovan Mitchell isn't making any excuses for the Jazz's poor play.
We got to figure out at some point. We can't just sit here and say it's a long season. And like I said, I got to be better as a whole, as a leader and as a player.
Utah is just not playing team basketball. And team basketball includes talking to each other on the court.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's one of the big reasons Utah has struggled. Rudy Gobert added that if the Jazz start passing the ball with purpose, play physical defense, and communicate with each other, the Jazz will probably pull out of their slump.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Ben Anderson has more on the lack of communication at KSLSports.com. So it sounds like back to basics for the Jazz as they play in Minnesota tonight. But the basics will not include Mike Conley on the court. Mitchell's running mate is sitting out his fourth straight game due to hamstring issues. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Today, you're listening to your favorite music. Tomorrow, you could be playing your favorite music on a new piano. When you bring a Yamaha piano into your home, there's no telling how it will inspire you. But one thing's for sure. Now is the perfect time to get one with special financing on a new Yamaha piano this holiday season. You have a gift for music. Open it today. Visit YamahaPianos.com for details and to find a Yamaha dealer near you. Available on qualifying models on approved credit only at authorized Yamaha dealers.
Boy, do I have some great news for people that have been thinking about buying an IntelliBed. They've been looking for the perfect time. It's here. It's no secret that Black Friday is the best time to buy things. Bigger, nicer things. Cars, big screen TVs, and super comfortable luxury beds. Well, right now, your IntelliBed store is celebrating not just Black Friday, but 30 days of Black Friday for the holidays. You can save up to $2,500 off any IntelliBed King or Queen with the state-of-the-art 555 adjustable base. And what's more, during IntelliBed's 30 days of Black Friday sale, you can also buy luxury pillows, sheets, and other bedding at 50% off. It's an unbelievable sale. It's underway right now. Don't miss your chance to save like never before. And you can do so at any of the local IntelliBed stores in Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Park City by Whole Foods, and Riverdale next to the Olive Garden. It's time to get your IntelliBed.
It is time for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Getting a quality education can set you up for success now and later in life. Having support along the way impacts this success in so many ways. The Jordan Education Foundation enhances educational experiences and fuels students by providing them financial support and resources to classrooms, students, and programs in the Jordan School District. They focus on health and wellness by providing basic physical, social, and emotional needs, including food, eyeglasses, and hygiene kits. They fund classroom grants recognizing outstanding educators and support staff. They provide financial support for scholarships, art, music, and STEM programs. Each year, Jordan Education Foundation partners with a business and South Jordan Chamber of Commerce to bring Christmas to students who are most deserving. Join us on Saturday, December 14th at 7 a.m. at the Walmart on 104 South and Bangor in South Jordan to shop with a student. Sign up or donate at jefchristmasforkids.org. Select Health recognizes the long-lasting gifts provided by the Jordan Education Foundation as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
659, we have emergency triple team traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
West Belt and Bangor Highway, both in emergency traffic status right now. The West Belt because of a crash, blocking all but the two left lanes prior to the 21st South Freeway. Northbound 215 delays start now right at 4700 South's on-ramp. There's a huge backup on the on-ramp, I think, of people realizing, don't know if I want to do that. But at any rate, if you take Bangor as your alternate, you've got slowdowns from 47 South, almost all the way to the 201 freeway. 3200 West stacking up a lot as well between 35th and 21st South. Eric?
Bangor Highway northbound in Salt Lake County all the way up to 106 South. You've got slowdowns, not as bad as they are usually, but could get worse. And you do have a crash over there just past 106 South over on the right shoulder. In Utah County, no problems from Provo up to Lehigh. Jason?
Still seeing trouble southbound I-15 as you approach 5600 South there, and Roy left lane still remains affected, and heavy delays all the way back into Ogden area. Tapping the brakes a couple of times once you get down to about 2nd North in Kaysville. Get out of holiday chaos by escaping into the tranquility of a 70-degree rainforest. Indoor rainstorm.